Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this
week's edition. Are we doing a Twins preview today?
We should. Opening day is tomorrow or today or yesterday, depending on when I get this out.
I'm asking for a reason.
Okay.
You know our frequent listeners.
You know when...
Go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say, you know, 5 seconds before Drew tried to open the show, Dad, you said you're going to try to eat during the show. You could eat during the opening, so Drew could get through it.
That's actually a really good point. But now, I was hoping to go through the White Castle drive-thru while on, but that didn't work. So, just quickly, and then I'll let Drew open as I eat into the microphone here. You know our frequent listener, Jack Wright? Maybe he and I had a discussion on the Twins. Absolutely horrible take on his behalf. Where he thinks they're going to finish, and we'll talk about that later with the Twins. But you know what might be more disturbing? We passed out uniforms today. Guess what number Jack Wright is?
Well, it's either 11 or 13.
Right.
Well, I was going to say or 21, but yeah.
I wouldn't let him have 21. He's number 11. So keep that in mind when... I give you his take on the Twins later.
You could not be making more noise right now if you tried.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you're grabbing a mozzarella stick or a fry from the sack.
I ate those on the way home.
Or a cheeseburger, but we didn't hear anything you said.
Well, I said, Sam, you're right, because the cheeseburgers are at the bottom. I said, Sam, keep that in mind that he took your number.
Yeah,
when we get his take.
He took the greatest athlete on the show and the best podcaster on the show. So, why not?
Interesting. Okay. All right, go ahead, Drew.
Before I get to the opening, is it the Wolves' magic number is 3.
To do what?
To make the playoffs. Am I wrong, or is it...
I already know where you're... Yeah.
Maybe selfish of me to say, I would have thought they'd... Like, I know they haven't, but, like, I don't understand.
Isn't there, like, 10 games left?
Well, okay, actually, no, it's hard. There was a clarifying tweet that this person had after, which clearly indicates what I was thinking.
Haven't they already made the playoffs?
That's what I... Yeah.
The magic number is 3 to make the playoffs outright, not including the play-in. They have already clinched a spot.
Well, how many games do they have left? Maybe...
They have 10.
How are they? If they lost the next 10 games, I don't think they could be in the play-in game. Could they?
They could, because they're 8 up on Sacramento. So I suppose that's why it's only 3 with 10 games left for, you know, everybody. And I don't know exactly how this works, but, like, Phoenix is playing Denver right now. So I suppose if Denver wins, that number may go down, because Phoenix is one of the teams that's 8 games. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, Phoenix is up. They're up right now.
It's like, what, 10 to 9?
13 to 12.
Oh, okay. No, anyways, that I take it back then. Because I saw the tweet. I was like, how is that? How have they not already clinched a spot? But it's to make the regular first top 6 of the playoffs.
I still don't know how they haven't clinched that, but I get it.
But then I go to look. Would it surprise you if I told you only one team in the whole NBA has clinched a non-play-in playoff spot?
That's Boston, right?
Yes, obviously. But
I was going to say, would it be surprised if I knew?
I mean, yes, I guess. But I don't know about that. I don't know if I'd be surprised that you knew, but I'm surprised you knew it that quickly.
I am too.
We did beat Boston, if that's the question you're about to ask, yes.
Yeah, thought so.
I think they beat us once. I think we split. The East is such a joke compared to the West. I mean, it's not even, as I look at the standings, it's not even fair. Now, don't get me wrong, Boston is 57-15, but Milwaukee, who's a very good team with one of the top 3 players in the whole league, top 5 players in the whole league, is 11 games back of Boston. Milwaukee would be 4th. In the West, and only by, like, a game. And their number and the fourth overall team in the East is Cleveland, who would be, if my math is any good, a half game up for the sixth spot. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I mean, as of now, the one seed in the West has to play Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, or LeBron James and Anthony Davis, or Steph Curry. Steph. He doesn't really have any help, but it's still Steph Curry.
Oh,
and, I mean, or maybe a Kings team.
Well, we don't have any problem with Steph Curry.
Not many people do these days, but yeah, you're right.
I don't
that
know if we're
insane.
There is so much going on with basketball, and my take on what's the Japanese player for
Shohei Ohtani?
Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, I have so much to talk about with him, but at some point, could one or if not both of you help me understand the P. Diddy thing that's going on? His plane is all over the place. They have
what do they say? He's on the lam. Isn't that the expression? He's on the lam.
Yeah,
or whatever.
But they have video. Like TMZ seems to know where he is. Why can't the cops get him?
And then, I think it's like extradition laws. You can't just police aren't allowed to go to any country and just arrest a guy if he committed the crime in a different country.
TMZ filmed him in Florida. I'm so confused by the whole thing.
He's in a boat somewhere in the ocean.
Well, now I just saw that he might have been arrested in Florida. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He's on the lam, as they say. Yeah, he's on the lam. His plane is all over the place.
Or is it Barbuda? Same thing happened
with the MLB player.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that?
I have no idea. I have no idea. There's too much going on. Like you said,
that,
I can't follow
the MLB player or NBA player, that was in a car chase, right?
I was talking about the MLB. I can't remember the MLB player's name, but he's such a bad person. He doesn't even deserve to live in my brain. But
Wander Franco?
Yeah, Wander Franco, the 12-year-old girlfriend, and then they couldn't arrest him because they couldn't find him.
Okay, no, but there was a car chase with some other guy the other day. It might have been the gambler from the NBA.
Michael Porter Jr.'s brother?
Yeah.
Dante Porter,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think in a situation like this, they shouldn't say Michael Porter's brother. Why don't we just name the guy? Do we really need
to? They did. No, people have been saying John. I'm not trying to be funny. I didn't know he was Michael Porter Jr.'s brother at first. I thought he was just like another guy.
I still didn't. I thought you were joking about that.
No, it's actually his brother. They look nothing alike for whatever it's worth.
He's pretty ugly, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm.
But no, that is actually his brother.
There is so much going on. It's insane. I didn't even know that we lost our kicker.
Oh, I figured you'd be happy. I figured you'd be ecstatic.
Also,
oh, I'm not disappointed.
That's the move of the free agency, signing an XFL kicker right before they make the rule
the
official.
The XFL kickoff, yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
You understand you said XFL kicker. So, I mean, it does
come
with...
he can't be worse than what we had. And two, he knows the kickoff rules better than anyone.
True, but making a field goal might not hurt either. I mean, he might be good. I don't know.
He's been on NFL teams. I don't know if he's kicked anything. The best part of the whole Greg Joseph thing, by the way, is that now he's on the Packers. So you know now he'll come and hit.
Well,
every field goal against.
I know we've taken some players from Green Bay. But I feel like this isn't quite the coup that they think. He's led the NFL the last two or three years and missed field goals. So congratulations, Green Bay.
It does feel like a weird guy for anyone to sign, especially. Although he's kind of played – I feel like he's kicked well against Green Bay. So maybe
Didn't realize that we got rid – I mean, that we didn't want him. I mean, I get it. Not
I think it was one of those things like there was like why – like. There's a billion Greg Josephs. Like, why are we going to barter with the guy over a contract? You want to leave? Leave.
The Vikings signed three defensive players a day. I'm so confused of their roster right now.
It's all – it's if you go – I mean, you can find it. If you go look at, like, their contract cap table, it's pretty hilarious because, like, 3 years from now, there's, like, seven guys under contract. It's so funny.
Well, and then we got the Griffin dude, right?
Shaq, correct.
Which I gotta say this delicately, and I don't know how to say this delicately. Which one did we get?
The guy with two arms.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. We got the brother that has both arms.
Okay. That should help.
I don't know if the other one... I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know if the other one is still, like, playing. I'm not sure if he... I'm not sure if he had his moment. I'm not sure how long it lasted.
Okay. They played together, actually, I think.
He was pretty good for a little bit.
He was pretty good on Seattle. And then I think he just kind of faded. Listen,
our defensive backs couldn't defend with two arms. So, I mean, I would have still taken him.
Well, in fairness, I think the one that didn't have – and I think it was just a hand, if we're being honest. I think the one that only had one hand played linebacker. I don't think he played a –
Well, I mean, we've signed 10 linebackers already.
Well, no, because now the NFL does this weird thing, and then we can get to, like, regular show stuff. The NFL now does this weird thing where if you're a defensive end, sometimes they'll classify you as an outside linebacker. Like, Danielle Hunter, made the – yeah, exactly. Like, they need to reassess their they've acknowledged that they're not the same, but they aren't making it any easier to understand. Like, they need to just call them edge instead of outside linebacker.
The Vikings have to have a trade already in place, right? I mean, there's no way that – I don't know why
I bet they have an offer on – I mean, you guys can give me your opinion, but I think they have an offer on the table and agreed upon for the fourth pick with Arizona. And I think they're trying to see if they can get to two or three. What do we take?
God, I do not want J.J. McCarthy. I'm sorry.
No, I don't disagree with you. I think if they were already had a deal in place that they liked for two or for three, even they'd have done it already. What would waiting?
Benefit them? It's confusing. And then some people are like, well, they'll just keep both picks. What? No. But the Campbell guy, all of a sudden he's got like nail polish. I mean, what are we doing?
He's always had that.
He has?
He's always been. The nail polish, I think, has been around for a while.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know his phone was pink, but like, I don't know.
Lipstick, yeah.
That stuff does not bother me. What bother me about him is how much he kind of no-showed in games this year. But I think he kind of mailed it in once he realized it wasn't their season. Let me open the show because we got a lot to talk about. But yeah, I think you're right.
I thought we were almost done.
No, we got plenty left. All right. I think you're right, though. I think they already have something in place. They're just – and now every team at 2, 3, 4, by the way, is like – semi-leaking information about trades and what. Like, it's very clear that they're maneuvering, and now they're trying to see where they can get the best deal, which I respect.
I love the fact that New England would actually – they think that people believe that they would start Jacoby Brissett as quarterback, and that unless they're tanking for next year.
I think they're going to.
What?
I think they're going to – I think we're going to get New England's third pick. I mean, maybe New England then takes JJ or Penix. I mean, maybe that's the – and then – Brissett starts the year, and then eventually one of those guys comes in. But I think New England is so much further from a finished product than we are. They need those picks more than we do.
No, I understand.
So I think that's where we make the trade, and they take 11, they take 23, they get an extra one or two from us, like extra one, and then I bet we swap late round picks, and then they can start building their roster. We have a relatively not elite. Shout out PJ Fleck, but a relatively complete and solid roster that, you know, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that a guy could just walk into and be pretty successful. Whereas they're like, I couldn't name who the quarterback would show up and throw to on the Patriots. I'm not kidding. I have no idea. KJ Osborne.
And I think they signed.
Don't they have Juju still?
Yeah, from the Steelers.
I thought he left. I thought he went somewhere else now.
Oh. By the way, what in the heck are the
Steelers? Oh, no, he's still on New England.
What are the Steelers doing? Like, if you're going to trade for Chicago Bear guy, why would you take Russell Wilson? I don't think you need them both. That makes no sense. I know they're not paying any money. Why go through the pain? That was just ridiculous.
They don't. Russell Wilson doesn't seem like a fun ego to deal with when he's got a guy Justin Fields, like, behind him.
No.
And he doesn't feel like a guy you're going to be willing to pull the plug on. Maybe they will, I guess. I don't know. But
well, what happens?
No, and it's not like Fields is a rookie quarterback that Russell needs to mentor or anything.
Right.
No, he's not going to. First of all, he can't. They're completely different people. Players. I that thing was, that was ridiculous. I still wish the Vikings would have got him, but whatever. Like, I'm going to move on.
My
meal is not very satisfying, just so you know. It's, I'm feeling sick already.
There are some teams in the NBA that are just inexplicable, and one of them is the Rockets.
I was score watching that.
They just go up three. I actually have the stream on. They just go up three. They make one or two free throws, go up three. They intentionally foul with 7 seconds left, up three. And then, but they had a foul to give. And then they don't foul a second time, and Oklahoma City hits a three to tie the game. And now they're going into overtime. You did it once. Why wouldn't you do it again? Like, why would, what was the whole point of that?
By the way,
they let 1 second run off the clock for that foul. That's not even long enough to let the clock run. The Udoka guy in Houston, I don't really get. And then, like, I just don't get what he's doing right now in Houston. Like, I get they're 500, and that's not that bad. But, like, sometimes I'm just like, I don't really get where he's going with all this.
They might make the playoffs. And
I know. I just don't really, like, I can't figure out, like, what he does. I don't know. I know he obviously was good at the Celtics, but.
Well, and Dad and I's friend made the three-pointer, of course, so.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, of course he did.
Well,
like,
I don't know.
You have to be trying to lose games. Like, there's no reason to not foul there. And then, by the way, the guy, the Pistons, Monty, is the worst one of them all. I don't know if he's just totally mailed it in and doesn't care what the deal is, but he does the most bizarre stuff with
Detroit. And before they gave away half their team at the trade deadline, they actually had a lot of talent.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly.
They weren't as bad as the record showed, but now obviously they don't have a lot of their guys.
No, now they got nobody, but
it shows that he has no idea what he's doing.
I don't know what he's got going on. Yeah, that was bad by Houston. Not that it really matters. I don't think we have it in us to catch OKC probably. Just with all the injuries and I mean we're only a half game behind, but I guess they have a pretty tough schedule to close. Suns, Knicks, Sixers, Celtics, Pacers, Hornets stink. Kings, Spurs stink, Bucks, Mavs. That's pretty tough for Oklahoma City, actually. No one's catching Denver. I think they have one of the five easiest schedules remaining. Ours isn't too bad. Bulls, Rockets, Raptors, Suns, Lakers, Wizards, Nuggets, Hawks, Suns. That's not that bad.
I don't know if we want the one seed.
No, I don't think it matters.
No, I know. Well, you'd almost want three, but it doesn't really matter at that point.
Yeah, well, you want the home court, obviously, but yeah, the matchup wise.
The three seed would probably play either. I don't know about what New Orleans is going to happen with them, but I guess the three would either play. God, the thing is, the three seed could play anybody, too.
But aren't the Lakers going to play someone good in the play-in? And probably they could easily lose before that.
Golden State. And then they'll have to beat, if they beat Golden State, they'll have to beat either Sacramento, Phoenix, or Dallas, depending on who ends up.
By the way, Kevin Durant, once again, just sucks. I mean, his teams do not win. I'm sure he's got great stats. How does Phoenix have a team like that and be scratching to try to get in the playoffs? Good God.
Talk about bad coaching. Who's their coach now? Vogel?
Yeah.
I mean, they fired
him. He's on his 15th team.
I want to say it's the fourth or fifth he's been a head coach at. And yeah, I don't. He won one championship. Is that with the Lakers that one year? Bubble. He won the bubble.
I mean, the only good job he did was way back when with Indiana. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Was it the bubble championship that he won?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Which wasn't even a championship. That was a joke.
Well, it depends who you ask. You get different responses. But you're not wrong. Okay, that's enough. Quick NBA talk. Thanks, everyone, for listening and for staying locked in until this point of the show. You found us one way or another. If you don't like how you're listening or you just want to find another way, you can catch us on all your favorite streaming services, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so many more. Make sure you follow, you subscribe, you favorite, whatever you do on each of those. You can also check us out on the PodMN app. That's tons of Minnesota-based content. But most importantly, we are proud, proud, proud members of the WFNU 94.1 FM Frogtown Community Radio family. If you are in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, make sure you tune in 94.1 FM live every Saturday morning, 7 a.m. Central Time. You can catch us. But don't listen just for us. Listen for everything else on the network. Tons of awesome shows, sports, music, news, stuff going around the community. Anything you can think of is on the network. You can also catch us streaming on the WFNU.org on their website or the WFNU app. Go search up their app in the App Store. You'll see their logo, record, Frog in the Middle. Video. Wow, Frog in the Middle. It's doing so good until then. 94.1 FM WFNU. We are 7 a.m. Central on Saturday. We are 1 a.m. Central on Sunday morning, bright and early, or nice and late on Saturday, depending on how you look at it. But we are just the appetizer or the appetizer, as Sam likes to call it, to the main course of the whole network, which is Connor's Corner, which is brought to you by Highland Popcorn every Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Central. Dad, what's going on with Connor?
Well, Connor is in Cape Coral.
Whoa.
Florida. So it will not be a live edition of Connor's Corner this week. It'll be a repeat edition from last week. So, yeah, he's getting tan. For those of you that live here, it's been quite a week. It's decided that maybe we should have winter after all. We'll just wait for spring to have it. And it's been a blizzard every day. It's now it's freezing. It's ice. So Connor may not come home from Florida. I am not sure. I think he went to the last Twins game possibly. But yeah, it's just this is I don't feel like I even went to Florida. It's so miserable here.
Punxsutawney Phil jinxed it.
Yeah, I mean, the day first day of spring, we had a blizzard. Yeah, it makes sense. And then let's double down and get below zero. It's great.
People are saying Phil's washed up.
I would, first of all, I think he should enter the transfer portal or just any portal.
I don't think anyone will sign him to an NIL deal.
He's going to have to drop down a level.
I think we talked about this before. I'm not going to use the name of the person because I actually don't know it. But there was an announcement. I don't know if you guys saw this on Twitter. It's more local news. A couple days ago that some high school kid has announced that he's transferring from one school to another. This is high school. He did exactly what the college people do. He appreciates his 2 years at Benilde St. Margaret or wherever it was. And he's really looking forward to furthering his education at Edina. Now we have the transfer portal for high school. Dear God, what a mess.
Well, I think that's an isolated situation is what I'll call it. But
I think it's the beginning. It all starts with something. You know that.
Yeah, Sam? But I'm not Sam? Every kid that switches schools is going to.
I'm sure his family just moved, you know. His family moved cities. No, his mom got a new job. So
point is kids move all the time. They just don't announce it. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I think you're right to think it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. And no, now it's starting in high school.
It's the same. I was about to say something that a lot of our listeners probably did. So I don't want to make an enemy.
Ouch. If it's about Jack Wright, go ahead, because he's on my...
Well, I don't know if he did this, because I don't follow your players on social media, but it's probably the same type of people who decide to tweet out that they received an offer or went on a visit to some random school in Nebraska or something.
It's usually like Ohio, not Nebraska.
It's probably Iowa.
I mean, if I tweeted out all of the schools that were after me back in the day, well, first of all, I couldn't because there was no Twitter or social media. Can you ever imagine living in a world without social media? You two never, had to deal with that.
I mean, I could imagine it. I'm glad I don't have to, but.
I didn't have one until high school, so I actually did.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgetown.
Not like we always had it, but.
I don't know what Georgetown basketball would do without Drew, but
we have a dedicated fan base.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, football.
The problem is a lot of them don't live in Washington D.C., so no one goes.
Well, no one's from, except for Kevin Durant. No one's from Washington
D.C. Kevin Durant. This is not a joke, by the way. Kevin Durant is causing problems with the Georgetown Hoyas right now. That is an honest to God comment. Kevin Durant operates, owns, whatever the proper word is, one of the premier DMV AAU teams. The Georgetown Hoyas currently have an open assistant coaching job because Ivan Thomas, an assistant coach that's been with Ed Cooley for quite some time, took the head coaching job at Hampton University, where he's from. There's an open spot. They want to give it to somebody tied in to the DMV AAU scene, which I think makes sense. A lot of good players come through there, easy recruiting. They've always kind of had strained relationships going all the way back to JT2, like trying to do the right thing. Ewing and JT3 never really, you know, softened them up.
Yeah.
Trying to do the right thing. The guy they're targeting is a man named Kenny Johnson. Kenny Johnson is involved with what is called Team Takeover. Now, Kenny Johnson is not just some random AAU guy. He was on Rick Pitino's Louisville staff. Successful staff that did things that would probably be okay now. He was on Tom Crean's Indiana staff. He has also now currently at Rhode Island, who the head coach of Rhode Island is one of Ed Cooley's friends. Where I'm going with this is he was previously the director of operations for Team Takeover, which is the rival DMV group to Durant's AAU team. Durant's AAU team wants one of their guys in that spot. And now, as kids are transferring, this is, I swear to God, they are basically saying, we'll make sure that kid goes to Georgetown if you hire one of our guys. So now they're trying to manage DMV AAU basketball politics just to figure out who to hire as an assistant coach. Because Cooley's like, I want to hire my guy who I've known for forever, who has a proven college record, all that. And they're like, no, you want our guys, you hire one of our guys. And he's like, well, I kind of want the other team's guys too. Like, you all have good guys. And it all comes down to Durant's AAU team like being the ones that are being more petty than the other one. It's an honest-to-God story about what's going on with Georgetown basketball right now.
I have two questions for you guys. I'm going to ask them both, but we can decide which one to take first. First of all, I have a strong take on Oshani and his betting. And you two are familiar once in a while placing a bet. I think you're going to agree with me. But my first question is, would you have signed Jadeveon Clowney for $10 million a year?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I just love how Drew went on some five-minute story about Georgetown basketball and Dad just completely ignored it and asked two
seconds. I thought it was a fascinating story about.
I did too. I don't know what I needed to add.
The kicker of the whole story is the transfer player in question is actually.
Oh, we weren't done. Syracuse. Sorry.
No, I didn't.
What? Is Syracuse?
Uh huh. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was done. You're done. Well, speaking of Oshani, the Dodgers did it again. They signed their catcher to a 10-year contract, and for 10 years he's only making $400,000, and then how are they allowed to continue to do this? And can I ask another question? What if they go out of business? These people aren't going to get their money.
The Dodgers aren't going out of business.
I know. I was just well Oshani all, could bring him down.
That guy should have made way more money than $14 million.
I don't get that.
He's an all-star catcher, and somehow he only made $14 million, and other guys are getting 20 plus, but whatever. And second of all, once that 400K it goes up, he's going to be retired because he's a catcher and he's 28 already.
It's the Bobby Bonilla deal. They're going to be paying that guy forever.
But it won't matter to the books. So this shouldn't be allowed.
Well, there's no salary cap in baseball, so there's no books for it to matter on.
But I don't, the luxury just, tax or whatever.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't really get this. We'll get to Oshani in a second.
The thing is, the luxury tax is just like, the Dodgers clearly don't care about it. They're already over it. But I'm sure there's something that'll kick in.
Okay, first of all, Caitlin Clark, or Caitlin Jenner, whatever her name is, I'm sick of her already.
That's how you know she's good. If Dad's sick of a great player, that's how you know.
No, I'm sick of her whining.
And she must he got her name right.
Yeah, no, this is my point. You know you've entered a level of greatness once Dad is sick of your whining.
First of all, I said Pablo Cruz once, and I've never heard the end of it, or twice. But this whole Ice Cube Dave Portnoy thing, she's going to get – Portnoy just offered her $10 million to play on some intramural team.
That intramural team, by the way?
Yeah.
They are playing in the league that I just concluded playing in. We didn't obviously re-up, but
timeout. You could be playing against Caitlin Jenner next. Caitlin Clark.
Well, it'd be Caitlin Clark. I mean, it's a New York-based intramural league that's run by the same organization in the league I just played in.
Well, I feel like paying players might be miss out on the spirit of your intramural league.
You're correct. I'm sure I am quite positive that if they tried to pay Caitlin Clark to play in an intramural league,
$10 million.
I don't know if the intramural league would let it happen. I mean, maybe they would, but the intramural league gains nothing from it.
Okay. Here's my take on Ohtani. Okay, and I think you guys are going to agree, but I don't know. They pinned it on this poor guy, right?
So, okay, wait, hold on. Before you get into this, I want you to tell me what you think happened, what you think the truth is.
I think the truth is that Ohtani is the one that made the bets, that there's zero chance. Here's why. Maybe I'm wrong, but this guy doesn't have a pot to piss in. How is he allowed to rack up $4.5 million in bets? There's no chance of that. Well, but Ohtani, or Sean, whatever his name is, they know he's got money. Granted, it's not for 30 years. He's got the money to make bets like that. So at the very least, he was involved. I think that he's lying about the other guy. There's no way this guy that Joe Schmo can go make bets for $4.5 million. That's my take.
That's definitely guilty in some aspects, especially when the first statement they put out, they retracted.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put out a completely different statement after. So it's all fishy.
But technically, there's no
involved in some way.
A Major League Baseball.
MLB won't care because if they suspend them, they're going to lose so much revenue. And then Pete Rose is the real loser in all this. It's the guy who never bet against them, never bet on himself to lose.
Didn't Pete Rose say something like, "I should just blame it on an Asian guy" or something?
He did make some insensitive comments.
I feel like he made a pretty insensitive comment, but
he did. Yeah.
No, there's no way if one of you two went and tried to bet with a bookie wherever for millions of dollars, they're not going to just take your word for it.
So the only thing I'll say on that is
I don't believe
they know, like, they know this guy is tied at the hip with Shohei Ohtani to the point where Shohei Ohtani had a clause in his contract that he could get out of the contract if the Dodgers fired this guy. Now, I don't think this will count. But my point is, they knew if he wasn't good for it, Ohtani was. So I agree.
How do they know that?
Everybody knows, because they know who this guy. They know.
I mean, I'm fairly fond of Will. I'm not even going to use you two. If Will wanted to bet $10 million, just because I'm fond of him doesn't mean I'd cover it. First of all, I can't. But I'm just saying, I don't know.
You're not running, though. You're not, like, part of what is clearly a tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollar, like, gambling ring. Like, that's how these places operate. Bruno Mars. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, but I heard it's not all true.
What do you mean it's not all true?
The Bruno Mars situation, I'm very familiar with it. Go ahead. Okay, you tell everyone, though.
What's not all true?
That the amounts that they said he bet on isn't true.
That he doesn't actually have a $50 million gambling debt?
Right. They said that's absolutely
toasting.
No.
Who said that?
The casino said that.
Of course the casino said that, because the casino's also hosting his show. They don't want to.
It was more like $1 million that he owed. First of all, I'm more surprised that Bruno. I'm more surprised that Bruno Mars bets on sports. I think that's the biggest news flash of this.
Clearly not very well. Anyways, I just think they know who this guy is. Let me put it this way. I agree with you that I think Ohtani is way more involved than they're letting on. Sam is spot on. They put a statement out. They had to retract it. Clearly somebody said something they weren't supposed to say in some way, shape, or form. But I don't think it's ridiculous to think that a bookie, after finding out that they were taking bets from Shohei Ohtani's lifetime best friend and interpreter, would take significant bets from that person. Now, what I think probably may or may not have happened is the guy probably said, in at least once, if not many times, I'm placing this bet on behalf of him. Whether that's true or not is a different discussion. But I am sure that this guy used Ohtani to allow himself to bet to the levels he did. That's my theory. It's not my bet. I want a million on, you know, the Celtics or whatever. It's not for me. It's for Shohei, but he can't do it, blah, blah, blah. And that's how he let them accrue the debt. That's my opinion and my theory.
By the way, the Houston Rockets absolutely destroyed the Thunder.
Oh, yeah, they deserved it. I mean, they didn't really deserve it, but they did outplay them.
Yeah, all right. I think he's guilty. He's totally guilty of something, for sure. He looks shifty to me.
I did see a
hilarious meme on Twitter. The press conference, when Shohei's talking in Japanese, they do the subtitles, and they're like, the subtitles are a bunch of betting, like, tips and picks, and then it goes right into, like, this translator speaking English about how he's never bet on anything.
The other thing I guess I didn't really know, but I guess has resurfaced in this whole thing, because people are like thinking, oh, the interpreter deceived Shohei, blah, blah, whatever. There's like an old tweet of like Mike Trout basically saying Shohei Ohtani speaks perfectly fine English. Why is this guy like following, like, what's the deal with, like,
because this is all a lie. I'm sure this guy is clearly. I'm sure in 20 years when we forget about this guy and Ohtani still has all this money coming in, he'll be raking it in. They're in this together. Ridiculous.
I think you're not wrong. Anyways, yeah, it's Trout, they had like old clips of Trout basically saying like, yeah, his English is fine.
It is fine.
I don't know why he needs an interpreter at all times. Anyways, good segue into baseball, because we got to get moving on the show.
I know. Twins had a heck
like
of a
you had
spring
something.
Training.
They're always bad in spring training. In the years they've been good, they're bad. It's the strangest thing. They're never good in spring training.
Do you know what the over-under is for wins this year for the Twins?
I think it was like 80... Was it 86 or 84 or something like that? It's over 80. Not by much.
Well, I would, if I were people, I would bet on the under. They are going to be god awful. Did absolutely nothing to improve their team. Nothing. They actually lost pitching. What do we got?
That pitching's hurt, by the way.
And the pitching that they did pick up is hurt.
That guy was never really like that.
Shocking.
I read a stat today before we continue, and this is not in defense of anybody, that something like 68% of pitchers on an opening day roster will be on the injured list at some point during the year. That sounds like a problem. I think we have a problem. Like, so it's hard to like really read too much.
Well,
of these things,
I mean, when
at some point they're going to get hurt. But
when you throw curveballs since you've been 6 years old, it's bound to catch up to you.
Anyways. I thought that was interesting.
I agree with that, but they have done nothing to improve their team whatsoever. Their center fielder will be hurt by the weekend, maybe Monday. We'll miss him for another 40 games. I'm sure Lewis is a ticking time bomb. Something's going to happen to him. We have five of the exact same people. Walner, Karloff, Larnick. Who am I forgetting? Walner, Lernick, Karvarloff, whatever his name is.
I haven't said a single name right.
Who am I missing? Throw me another. Oh, Kepler.
Kepler.
The career 200 hitter. How many crappy left-handed hitters that can't field do we need? I guess Kepler can field. That's fair. We've done nothing.
And I think, isn't Larnach right-handed?
No. They're all left-handed. They're all left-handed. Every one of them's left-handed. I know this for a fact.
I thought one of them was right-handed.
Every one of them's left-handed. Do we? I don't even know where our catchers are.
It's Jeffers. It's the same. It's literally the same two.
Thank you. They're so good. Yeah. So for Jack,
I thought Jeffers had a good year.
Okay. Well.
You didn't think Ryan Jeffers had a good year?
I didn't even know he was the catcher. I guess he was.
Larnach throws with his right hand. That's I knew one of them because
they all bat left-handed. Like,
one of them can play. Yeah. Okay. That's
And then we got Cash. Whatever. They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. 67 wins if we're lucky. Good God. That's it. And I do apologize for my friend Taj Harlan, whose dad works for the Twins. I mean no disrespect to anyone that works for the Twins. It's just the players and the coach. I feel good I got that disclaimer out there.
Go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say, there's a hint to what Dad is saying is true, and it's the Twins roster is not better than last year.
Thank you.
I mean, a healthy Buxton obviously helps right now going into the year that he can actually play center field because, I mean, he literally saves runs and can win games when he's in center field. So I agree with him there that the roster itself, we did nothing to improve it, which we knew going into the free agency that our ownership was going to do nothing to improve our roster because they won't spend money because Valley Sports is going bankrupt, which is stupid because the owners are billionaires. We've gone into that. But while the Twins roster hasn't gotten better, the division has gotten worse. So I still think we win the division by default because our division literally hasn't gotten any better. It's the worst division in baseball. So I think we win 80 games by default and win the division. So we'll probably win 85 games just by default, just how bad the teams we are playing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Sam's side here, but I to your point as well, I agree with a lot of the sentiment of where you're coming from, Dad. But Sam's right. Like, the division is brutal. We still managed to win 87 games last year with way too many at-bats to guys like Joey Gallo and you know, that whole host of characters. Now, obviously, health has always been the big question mark for this team. But if they can stay relatively, I'm not asking all guys to play 160 games, but if they can stay relatively healthy, the roster should just, the lineup, I should say, pitching aside, the lineup by default should take a step forward. I think the pitching will be good. It won't be as good as it was last year by any means because we lost some guys, but I think it's a roster that is good enough to win a very bad division. I think health, as it has been, is key. But when they're healthy, Buxton, Correa, Lewis, a full season of Julianne with more experience. I thought Jeffers had a really nice year. And then with the corner outfield spots in first base, they just signed Carlos Santana, I think is going to be an underrated signing. And then the corner guys, you just play the platoons and play who's hot. And to your point, you got four guys. You don't need them all. At some point, they'll probably trade one or two for some pitching. I think to Sam's point, it's a division. It's a team that should be able to win the division. What's disappointing to me continues to just be, as we've said, it's not even really the front office anymore. Like, I find it hard to blame them now, given the obvious constraints that are being put upon them by the ownership. And that's what's disappointing. I don't think these guys are phenomenal in the front office.
That's good.
But they just had one of their most successful seasons in the franchise's history. I mean, we went, 10 years between 2010 and 2019 without a division title. But even when we had 100 wins 4 or 5 years ago, whatever that was, didn't win a playoff game at all. Game, not even much less a series. Won 3 games, including a series. Like, that is where an ownership group should want to take that step forward and give them the ability or at least the opportunity to improve the team. And instead they said, no, you have to dial it back. And I think that's going to be the undertone of the season, which sucks. I think we're still going to look back at the end of the year. I'm right with Sam, 85-ish wins, probably win the division. The White Sox might be the worst team in baseball if Oakland didn't exist. I think Kansas City, Bobby Witt's really good, but still a bad team. I think Cleveland got worse. I think Detroit got better, but like I think Detroit and Cleveland are just going to flip-flop what they did last year. I don't think anybody's taken a true step into a competitive territory.
No, and
but it just White sucks Sox that like
we'll have a fire sale at the deadline too.
Yeah, I genuinely think with all the issues they have, they might be have the worst record in baseball this year.
There's them, Oakland, and Colorado. Those three are hopeless.
Yeah, and Oakland made a few like semi-savvy signings. That is way harder than I thought.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I didn't mean to say anything like that, but it came out. So I don't know. I don't know about Oakland. I mean, I do know about the Twins, and I think the bullpen should be better than it was last year. I think that it's deep. It's got a lot of quality. But it just comes down to like every game, you know, we lose, every series we lose, every disappointing stretch, and they will happen in a 162 game season. They always do. All that we're going to be able to talk about and think about is going to just be like, A, is a guy hurt? Because if that happens, then the depth is going to get tested, and there's not a lot of it because of the payroll cutting. And then we're going to get into a discussion about the payroll cutting. And like, it just sucks that that's where we're at with this team.
What happens when Pablo Cruz gets hurt? Then what do they do?
No, I that's my point. The second any of the guys we mentioned get hurt, you really test the depth of a team that doesn't have a lot of proven depth because they weren't allowed to go spend money.
Yeah, the one good part about that is if someone in the middle infield gets hurt, it looks like Brooks Lee's ready to be called up. So at any point,
but they won't.
There are a few spots that you can get guys hurt, and it's corner outfield and middle infield. Now the problem with somebody getting hurt in the middle or left side of the infield is those are three of our best, probably four players.
It's faster that they'd have to pay him. They won't do it. It's an embarrassing franchise. It really is. I'm sorry.
And this is, you said something about the players and the coach, and I'm not a huge Rocco fan, and we know that. But like, in many ways, it's sort of admirable what they've been able to do when they've just had an ownership group that has no interest in genuinely improving the team. You know, like in some ways, that the fact that they did what they did last year, the fact that they were pretty competitive the year before through all those injuries, they won 100 games 4 or 5 years ago. Like, I'm not a Rocco guy. The injuries are ridiculous. I don't know who or what to blame, but like, at some point you have to give them a bit of credit for being able to do that in the face of constantly shrinking and tight payroll. I mean, it's things we gave other teams credit for. Like, at some point, I don't know.
I got a question for both of you. Out of all of our teams, let's keep the Aurora out of it because they're disappointing too. Which of these teams do you think will be the first, if ever, to win a championship?
Well, the United are undefeated.
You know what? They're not. They're the most confusing league/organization I've ever. I don't know who's on the team. I don't know. They had no coach.
Now they have their coach.
Yeah, he's
and they kept the interim coach as an assistant.
I don't even count them. That's an activity.
No, I know. That was a joke. That was to set you off.
No, I know. I'm not even set off. I don't know enough. But which what do you think? Do you have an opinion?
I think it's if it's the, I mean, if you look at the roster right now, it's the Timberwolves. But I think I trust Billy G and the Wild salary cap in 2 years and the young guys they have. I think they can do it. I think they would be the next one because in 2 years we have all the money to spend with a very good young core. So I think they'll do it. In the NBA,
I hope I'm alive.
I don't know if I can trust
the Timberwolves right might now. Have the best roster of all of our teams, but the competition's insane. What do you think, Drew?
I think that's what Sam just said. So that was a very good point.
Thank you.
Sam literally said that Timberwolves have the best roster. No, I agree with both of you. Jokes aside, I agree with you both. I think right now there's a shot the Timberwolves, an outside chance, but there's a chance the Timberwolves do it this year or next. I think there's no chance that any of the other teams do it. So part of me would say Timberwolves. I also think the NBA is one of very few sports where one exceptional player can drag you along, and I think Edwards can be that type of player. So I would lean them, but I think Sam's right with a broader lens. The Wild are nearing a direction, nearing an inflection point where they'll have much more opportunity to really put together that championship type of roster. And I think both front offices, Wild and Timberwolves, have been strong since they've made their recent moves. I think both have good, not great coaches by any means, which I think is always an issue, but both have absolute superstars that can carry you, but we just haven't seen the Wild able to get over that hump. We haven't seen from the Timberwolves either. Timberwolves feel closer. The other thing I'll say is, if you ask me this question in 365 days, depending on who the Vikings end up with in that draft and depending on how he looks over the course of next season, there's a chance you'd say the Vikings. So I it's a bit of a 2.5 horse race, I'll call it, but I'm with you guys, I think.
I mean, it does feel like the Vikings have something up their sleeve, but
they have to. But you know, it's quarterbacks can be such a crapshoot, you know? You never know if they're going to actually be that good. So
and Questy is one move away from having the greatest offseason as a Vikings GM has ever had. So,
and he's one more draft away from being the worst drafter in the history of the world. So I guess
we'll thought see. His last draft was good, but
it was fine. It was okay.
Spielman had some pretty mad. I mean, that first draft, I think if we look back, he was in a weird situation.
I like Spielman, but Jefferson, I mean, that was put in his lap. It's not like he did correct. Much.
Yeah, no, that's true. Okay, we only got a few minutes left, so I want to move on. Any other Wild baseball takes you want to get off in the next 30 seconds?
No, I just think the Twins are awful.
I think they'll be fine, but I think they should be very good, and they're being prevented from being very good by crappy ownership.
Okay. I mean, I do have some breaking news. I tried on our gray pants, and I'm fitting into a small now.
Doesn't even make sense. Congratulations, though. Okay, thank March you. Madness. We did not get to do an episode when everything tipped off last week. I don't think we missed anything major tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Games are tomorrow. If I have the UConn San Diego State is your 7:39 game. There's a 7:09 game. That's Clemson, Arizona. And then you have North Carolina, Bama at 9:39. And Illinois, Iowa State at 10:09. We didn't miss a ton. Not, I think, previewing or recapping. I mean, you had your requisite, upsets across the board. But after that, it got pretty chalky. NC State and DJ Burns is kind of everyone's darling right now. But other than that, I think you got some of the best teams. It sort of felt like that all year. There was 10 to 15 really good teams that were a cut above the rest, but maybe not anyone besides.
Can I tell you a sad story? UConn.
Yes.
So, I have my fantasy football partner, and then he and I do, it's only $20, but every year we do March Madness together, and he pays. I was pretty excited. I've been incredibly busy, so I haven't really kept track, but I was super excited after the first week because I had all the 1 and 2 seeds going forward, which I never do. I went in to see what place I'm in. It was 189th, and I'm like, how is this possible? Apparently it didn't save.
So you had a blank bracket.
And apparently my partner, who's very on time and precise, because I got the email saying that he paid the $20. I have not had the heart to tell him yet that we are no longer part of the competition.
So you submitted a blank bracket.
Apparently. I'm like, I know exactly what I pick because it's never before in my life have I done that. But as I was doing it, I'm just thinking, I think these teams are going to win. Nothing. A blank, completely blank. And I might have been had them all right this year for all I know. It's just insane. I know. Go ahead. And poor Mark, or my partner, he doesn't want to be named, is out the $20. Okay, go ahead.
So after a weekend of nonstop hoops, I think it's always hard. It's nice to take a breath and sort of digest who's left. Sam, thoughts on the 16 teams that remain?
Yeah, so unlike that, this has been the year I've actually watched the most college basketball in my entire life, and it is, on the flip side, the worst bracket I've ever had in my entire life. Which,
well, technically mine is two. I got zero.
Yeah, so, well, I guarantee you I have more than zero, but I do have my final four left. I had UNC, Tennessee, Iowa State, and Houston, I think. That sounds right. So I had those four, but I think that's...
How do you not have UConn?
UConn is the best team in the land, but the only reason I didn't pick them was the repeat aspect, so that's why I put Iowa State. Iowa State, Illinois will be a fantastic game. North Carolina, I don't trust Bama at all. So I think they get rolled, but I've been wrong a lot now. But Clemson, I actually did have over New Mexico. I hated how everyone picked our guy, Rick Pitino. As we know, he's not that great of a coach. Arizona can shoot, can't really play defense. Who else we got? UConn, I think, is the best team in the league. I literally just have no reason not to pick them other than the repeat aspect. So, Marquette's horrible.
What? State,
their time's done.
Shaka.
Gonzaga sucks. Purdue sucks. Duke sucks. Houston solid. Creighton overrated, and Tennessee's great. So, there's
more
my
importantly,
recap.
What's a drug mule?
It's a Syracuse University basketball player.
What in the world? P. Diddy has been arrested.
He was Buddy Boeheim's roommate.
With a drug mule, which I don't know what that means, which is also related to the Syracuse.
What is no, the drug on? Mule was the Syracuse.
Oh, he was?
Correct.
What's a drug mule?
He's the guy that carries the drugs, basically.
Oh. Those aren't drug dealers anymore. They're mules.
No, because he doesn't sell. He's the one that smuggles them in his.
What an idiot! I mean, I'm not. And then we'll get back to this. In no means am I like saying you should be a drug dealer. Not you guys especially, but just in general. But if you're gonna carry the drugs, you might as well sell them, right?
Well, they're
what
not
are we
his.
Doing? Well, he's part he's of like, the deal.
He's carrying P. Diddy's. Like, he's probably getting paid God knows what by P. Diddy to just be the guy that...
Oh, I thought he was, like, carrying the drugs for the dealer to sell.
Oh, well, I don't know what P. Diddy's doing with his
drugs. Oh, he's basically like a suitcase.
Correct.
Oh, my God. This is...
Hence the mule. Like, what are mules do? They carry your stuff.
They carry your stuff, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I've learned a lot today about P. And he has been arrested, by the way.
Okay.
But he's innocent.
Oh, okay.
I think
The only thing I'm going to say, and Sam, I think I agree with a lot of your breakdowns of the teams, but some of the teams that I would have came in being like, I don't think they're any good, have been playing incredible basketball. I mean, I'm as big a Purdue hater as there is out there, but like they've played two phenomenal games.
You know why?
I think
I agree with that.
Played so well?
Let me finish. I think Gonzaga is incredibly overrated. They've won their games by 20 points each, including 20 over Kansas. Like, those are two teams I would have thought would get bounced early, and they've looked as impressive as anyone, whereas Arizona was in kind of a tight one with Dayton. I mean, it ended up being 10 points, but it wasn't really that tight. Iowa State, I guess they ended up winning by like 10 or so. But Houston barely beat A&M. In some ways, maybe shouldn't have.
Every time I eat White Castle, I feel bad about myself. I just thought.
Yeah, because it's White Castle. I don't know, but I'm with you. I think I agree with a lot of your assessments. But there's some teams that I would have written off that are just they're playing good ball.
Well, Purdue played well because everyone said they weren't going to. So now it's going to be opposite of what really. They've lost in the first round every year. So they're
people
probably
are saying the Mountain West should be banned from the NCAA tournament.
As long as they just got to leave our guy, just leave our guy Dutcher alone. And he's the only self-respecting Mountain
West. That's what I was going to ask you guys. Dutcher's at San Diego State, right?
Correct. They play UConn tomorrow.
I believe maybe it was the University of San Diego coach is leaving to go to Long Beach State. I still feel like the University of San Diego would be better than Long Beach State.
Long Beach made the tournament. Correct. They lost to Arizona in the first round.
And Ricky Pitino did not get the Louisville job.
he backed out. That's what I heard.
He did?
That's what I heard. We got only a little bit left in the radio version. So
who do you have winning?
Home dad. I have Arizona winning. I have Arizona.
I think UConn.
I wanted to pick UConn, but I'm with Sam. I figured everybody would, and I don't trust him.
No, I
just... And underrated aspect, you know where the Final Four is?
No.
Glendale, Arizona. So yeah, Final Four is in Arizona.
I guess that could – I just think UConn's too good, and their coach is about as nutty as it gets.
He got mad today. I love Hurley, don't get me wrong. He was complaining about the transfer portal today.
Really?
His two best players are transfers.
Right, and they have, by the speaking of that, has the entire Gopher team left yet, or are we still on a slow?
No, just Ola Joseph so far, actually.
Okay, well, speaking we're on a slow. Go ahead.
White coaches with glasses. Nick Nurse had to be held back at the
end. Yeah, what was that all about?
The Phillies game.
I don't know. Uber lost his mind about something.
Uber was calling the ref a naughty name. I mean, I saw something like that. I don't know what was going on. Clearly, they lost, obviously.
They lost by one after leading the entire game.
It's always it's the ref's fault.
Dude, that is one thing. The NCAA March Madness tournament, the reffing has been horrible. Just every single game, some games it hasn't mattered, but it has been one's been incredibly soft. Like it's March, they gotta let the guys play. There's some games where, look at the Houston game. Their team had 40 fouls. Like granted, there could have been 100 fouls called. But there's just too many of those, and the reviewing is insane. How the plays they review and how long they take. I think the reffing has been atrocious.
Well, you know what
we know that in basketball.
What I find ironic is that Caitlyn Jenner has done nothing but complain about the referees, and they have literally handed her almost every game.
Yeah, but that's the mark of a great, like...
Yeah, good point.
That's, like, have you ever watched Luka or Embiid?
Well, I don't get... The Luka thing is ridiculous.
Here's my point. She's entered that level with you, and that means she's great. It's a good barometer.
No. She's not great. She's relevant.
I saw something the other day. Well, I would dispute where she sits on the Mount Rushmore of women's basketball players because
I mean, if I shot every time basketball down the court, I'd get at least.
A Dad, point. You better be careful. Oh, like I said,
wait, what?
Your roommate is a huge fan.
I was literally about
Caitlyn
to say
Jenner,
Clark. But yeah, I was literally about to say I saw a tweet the other day that was
what
like,
"What are you talking about?"
He loves Caitlin Clark.
She does?
We talked about this like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I think we did. I don't know. I think she feels sorry for her, but go ahead.
I saw something the other – her teammates suck. She should feel sorry for her. I saw something the other day that was funny that was like exactly what you were saying, calling Caitlin Clark a chucker, selfish, blah, 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 whatever. And like the quote was basically like, this is when you know someone's actually great, when some dude with 47 followers is calling her a chucker on Twitter.
Wait, Wait, back the hell up. I have more than 47 followers.
Well, you can't type out that much.
Technically, you have zero.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, you can say whatever you want. No, yeah, whatever. Go have fun in Indiana. Well, wait, her boyfriend plays for Indiana, or works for Indiana.
Well, they have the first pick, I mean.
Okay, so I got a fun fact. Her boyfriend works for the Indiana Pacers. Someone on this podcast coached her boyfriend's mom in basketball. Want to guess who?
Not really.
Well, is it the Iowa coach's wife?
Well, the Iowa coach's wife is the mom of her boyfriend who works for the Indiana Pacers. Her boyfriend is Fran
McCaffrey.
I was going to say Drescher, but that was the nickname. And then I was going to say Freshella, but that's a different guy. Fran McCaffrey's son. Wait, what's McCaffrey's name?
The dad or the kid?
The dad.
Fran. What are you trying to talk? The dad is Fran.
Fran McCaffrey's son is dating Caitlyn Jenner. And ironically, he works. He got a job somehow with the Indiana Pacers, who are going to be drafting Caitlyn Jenner. I'm calling a foul. So yeah, you're right.
He has like three. He has like three sons. Which one is it?
I don't know. It's he graduated 2 years ago because he's mysteriously working for her team now. By the way, on a side note,
does he work for the Fever or the Pacers?
It's the same. By the way, you're not impressed by this fact that I just brought to this show that nobody would know?
No, because it's just the same fact that you have.
Do you know what I? Can I tell you
every time? Every time Iowa comes up in any way, shape, or form, you mention this.
I mentioned that Caitlyn Jenner's dating one of the sons. It's the first.
My point is, anytime Iowa comes up, you find a way to make it about the fact that you coach Fran McCaffrey's wife in basketball.
Okay, well that's fine. What if I told you that I bought a heated vest? Thoughts?
You don't like being hot. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know. This town is cold now. I can't take it. My blood is thinned out or something. But I bought a vest that's heated. I'm slightly embarrassed, but we'll have to see if it works.
It's probably going to make you look fatter.
Yeah, I think you're right, because I'll have it under another jacket that I'll be wearing. Pretty much anything I put on is going to make me look fatter, so I have to kind of just deal with that. Yeah, heated vest. Have you heard of these?
I have.
You have? I hadn't until a week ago, but when I found out, I knew I had to have one. Chance I get electrocuted or catch on fire?
Well, if you do, you can probably make a lot of money in Zoom. So
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Do you think the Gophers make it to the XL?
So this is the year they probably will, because no one's thinking anything of them, right?
They're not one of the top four seeds. They play in I'll tell you what. Not that I care at all.
Boston,
that's the number one seed in their region, got a bad break because I guess Sioux Falls, like, I don't know if they'll root against the Gophers, maybe, because of that's South Dakota. So why would
By the way, what's even crazier about this whole scenario is this is the Omaha region. At Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I think they call it the Omaha region, don't they?
Omaha's in the region.
Called it the Omaha region. Okay.
It's the Sioux Falls regional.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, I see. Omaha may be the host, quote.
Yeah.
Unquote,
yeah. It's not even in their own town. Yeah. Okay. That's what I meant. What's
one of the three seats? So they didn't want to probably put it in their hometown.
One of the regions is being played at a practice arena that maybe seats 100 people.
I know.
Missouri one?
And
I think it might be the Michigan one.
Was it Michigan?
It's Michigan State. It's Michigan State and Michigan are in it, but it's in Missouri. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was in Baltimore. But do you know what's even crazier? They don't even have...
It's in Maryland Heights, Missouri.
Oh, that's what it is. They don't even have stands on the other side. It's just one side. Can I tell you another fun fact about the Gophers? I don't think he listens to the podcast, but
if it has something to do with somebody's wife, I don't want to hear it.
Not really. It's someone's sister.
Okay, that's fine.
Coach Myers, you know him.
I do.
I hope she doesn't mind, but I don't think she's listening. His sister.
Oh, I know where you're going.
You know this, Sam?
Yeah. Kind
of cool. Dates, I know I'm going to get his name wrong. One of the Pitlick brothers, the really good one on the Gophers.
Rem is the one.
Yes, that's him.
No, that's Rem is the one that's in the NHL.
Oh.
The brother is. Oh, Bruce? What's the brother's name? No. Tyler? No.
Rhett. I knew it was something like that.
Tyler is their cousin that plays in the NHL too.
Yeah, there's a lot of Pitlicks. This guy's really good. So.
He just got drafted by somebody.
Yeah, his sister, Brian's. That's Brian's brother-in-law.
They got to go.
Maybe.
Maybe that's true. I might be.
They got to go through BU, and RIT, and Omaha.
It sounds pretty easy.
BU is the number two team in the country.
Okay, well, they're like a fish out of water in freaking South Dakota.
Yeah, but their record's not that much better than ours, so. I have no idea what to expect with them. I never do.
Last year they had the best team in college hockey history and they couldn't win.
Yeah, so. They'll disappoint us sooner or later, so it doesn't really matter.
I think if they get there, they'll win. But they got to get there, obviously.
I think they can get out of our region. I mean,
are you guys excited about the W knit? The win knit?
I can't believe those girls came back to play. That's great. That's awesome to me. I don't get it. I mean, clearly they're probably coming back, but. That's well, awesome.
Wouldn't you want to play in front of 120 people? Oh, wait, you did. Sort of. They're probably going to win the whole thing because those girls are better than any.
They would have been an NCAA tournament team if they had them all. If they had Braun all year the center just came back too.
Is there any chance those girls stay or do they just leave now too?
I wouldn't. So my thing was like, why would you play this game if you weren't going to come back?
Well, no, I get that.
And why would Braun stay after Lindsey Whalen to not stay now?
Agreed. True. And why is the transfer portal open while there's still college basketball going on?
I agree. Yeah, no, that's a great point. Can you believe we played North Dakota? Like, didn't we the fact that we played North Dakota State in the knit is such a weird.
Who did we just and we played Pacific. I mean, those poor people were here literally in a blizzard. No wonder I mean, it was nasty when they were here. By the way, Denver's getting absolutely annihilated.
Wolves back in the one seed after tonight?
No, they could be, right?
No, we'd be a half game back.
Oh, I take it back. I just brainered Phoenix now they're on a run. It's 61-56. Denver.
It's fine.
At least we're keeping Dick Bramer relevant.
Yeah. I just think Yeah, I'll let that go, actually. Anything else on March Madness? I mean, we'll talk again next week before the Final Four, but.
Some big, huge dude.
Oh, Duke. That was the one. Duke, I thought, would be an easy out the way they've been playing down the stretch. They did get the easier draw on James Madison, but James Madison looked solid, and Duke just blew him out of the water.
Yeah, I.
So that.
Go ahead.
That's where I'm at about Wisconsin and the Big Ten championship. That was the best game to end a college basketball regular season possible in Wisconsin, Illinois, and I got fooled and I picked Wisconsin, and I don't know what happened to Wisconsin that game. I'll never pick them again. But then James Madison looked like the team James Madison you think would look like against Duke.
The Timberwolves have to play Phoenix twice.
No, but I completely agree with you, Drew. Gonzaga, I've watched them all year. They're not that good. Purdue.
And I picked St. Constantly. Mary's to win a couple games because I was just like, they just looked like a tough out, and they did.
No shit. I actually picked them to. Oh, by the way, Santa Clara women, aren't they still in it?
I don't know if they're still in it. I haven't checked, but they have a girl on the team who scores like 30 points a game.
Well, the dude that's on the Lakers from Phoenix is in Fuego right now. They're up 13. Plenty of time left. Your guy that's on the Golden State team.
Pods, yeah. Mike Conley made him look like a fool.
Yeah, he is weird.
It's a known fact. It would be a pretty weird March Madness if there's a very good chance all of these coaches and teams that are known for choking can get through. Like, you could have an Elite Eight that includes Duke. I guess this Duke team's a little different, but a Shire Duke team. A Shaka Marquette team. This is the first time Shaka's been out of the first weekend since VCU. Either Gonzaga or Purdue, one has to move on. Tennessee, which one? And Rick Barnes.
Which one of you two said that their uniforms are by far the best? Marquette. Who? One of you two tweeted.
I've always been a Marquette.
It was not me.
Yeah, Drew, you could not be more right. And I hate saying
I've always been a Marquette uniform fan. I don't know if I tweeted it, but.
What, Sam?
Major missed opportunity. It would have been impossible to watch, but Texas-Tennessee both should have worn orange.
Yeah. Oh, that's – yeah. Plus, they have the connection in coaches.
Oh, I'll tell you what, though. The Tennessee jerseys that have just – they say Vols in the script, those are some of the nicest ones out there right now.
The white with the orange on the side?
Yes, and it just says Vols. They're so nice.
So, Tennessee, UNC, so two things. I picked UNC against Tennessee in my championship. One, because I want to see RJ Davis again connect play. And two, because the uniform matchup would be just amazing.
Yeah. They both have really nice baseball uniforms, too.
Yeah. I don't know if I've probably said that about Marquette before, but Marquette is one of the Jordan schools. So they've always had the.
Said it or tweeted it or something. Texted
I probably it. I did it at some point probably, but Marquette, they don't really as much anymore. They still do some, but they were on the Jordan like design that had also Georgetown and North Carolina that had the like down the side design. So Georgetown had the Kente, North Carolina had the Argyle, and then Marquette had the like almost like stripes kind of. They were like one of those first three or four teams to do that with Jordans, and they've always just been. The colors are great, the yellow and the baby blue. It's good uniforms. Not that that's what people listen for, but.
No, sure. If I'm not going to name any names, but have you guys ever heard of a athlete quitting track to be a baseball manager?
No.
No, I haven't. I mean, I have now, but.
Just some people just know their calling.
I agree.
Listen, I would rather sit on a baseball bench and chew sunflower seeds and
eat
peanuts.
We have two.
Well, I know ways around Coach Thompson's rules.
Oh.
Well,
you're still mad at him about the pants, aren't you?
No. I don't coach with him anymore, so I can tell him that. I was eating seeds, but you spit them in a cup for his players.
Yeah. Well,
but I would rather do that than run for 3 hours a day.
No, that's true. Help me with the uniforms for Denver, the 5280.
That's a mile.
That's a mile, feet. Mile high.
What is it?
5,280 feet is 1 mile.
That's what they have on their court and their uniforms.
Now, it's their city editions or whatever. They're so
shocking. Stupid. Kevin Durant is fighting with the crowd now. What a shocker! That guy's got the brain of a 2-year-old. My God, he's so soft.
So if you had submitted your bracket, who would you have had winning?
UConn.
Okay.
For the first time ever, I picked mostly the favorites. That's who I really felt was going to win, which sort of surprised me. But yeah, I had UConn. I don't really like Hurley, to be honest with you, but I, for some reason, they're pretty good.
All right. Any closing thoughts
from either of you? I mean, we're not going to mention Cody Rhodes bleeding on Monday Night Raw.
The greatest Monday Night Raw in years.
It might have been the best ever.
They're cooking, for sure.
Speaking of that, what are you guys doing July 29th?
What?
What are you doing July 29th?
I don't... Probably something.
Why would you say it like that? What do you mean?
Because I have... So I'm always doing something. It's a Monday. Oh, night. Actually, I'm not doing anything.
Well, Monday Night Raw returns to Minnesota.
The next Monday's in Brooklyn. I got to see how much
tickets I know. Are. I don't know. The Rock. I don't know. That's going to be insane.
I know. I just. It's also going to be probably $1 billion. So.
For, you think for the tickets?
Probably. Monday Night Raw before WrestleMania in New York.
Allegedly 41's coming here. Unless the Vikings screw this one up too again. But that's. I mean, we could next year the Rock could be wrestling still again. There could be a lot. Bray Wyatt could be inducted into the Hall of Fame. There could be a lot going on in town here.
Yeah, I mean, if it's there, I'm in for coming. The problem is we have to pick a night.
Here's no, we go to all of them. Here's the
all right.
The get in price for Monday night is $188.
Well, I mean, we've spent that. Oh, that's at the top of the building.
That's section 225, row 20.
Yeah, not for me. Where did we sit? We had good seats when we went to Brooklyn.
I don't remember.
We sat. Oh, you know what I'm worried about? That WrestleMania does come here. It's the last thing on my bucket list. And isn't that where they got the term "kick the bucket"? Like when your bucket list is complete, then you.
I think it goes. I think it's the other direction. Like,
I'm sorry.
Normally, people put them together when they know that they need one. Is I guess what I would say.
I thought it was like. Never mind. It's too sad.
Kick the bucket.
Yeah, no, that's well, that's why they call it a bucket list. It's because of the kick the bucket phrase. But my point is, you don't normally put together.
If I complete my bucket, it's the last thing on there. I'm worried.
No. Normally, it's normally the other way, where normally someone knows that they need a bucket list because something, you know, things aren't going well. I don't think it's like, it's on my. People say that's on my bucket list and then go do it all the time. Could just add another thing to your bucket list.
Well, that's actually a good way around it, because my bucket list will be complete if I go to WrestleMania. There's nothing else I can think of.
Add like SummerSlam.
Okay, I feel like that's backtracking, but okay.
Maybe you want to go both. I don't know.
Like, what more? I mean, I've been to stuff. I've won a state tournament. I've been to WrestleMania. Like, what could possibly be left?
I'm sure you'll come up with something.
I guess the Aurora could win a title. That would probably... Are they still around even?
Yes, I'm sure they are.
Okay. All right, well, I guess that's that. Well, will we be back next week?
I think so.
Okay. Anything else I should know about?
Not for me.
No? All right. Well, I'm probably going to just go throw up my White Castle now. So I think that's it, buddy, for tonight. We'll see you one later.
Depressed. Here's my